The prohibitive cost of some pharmaceutical drugs has had a huge impact on the way illnesses can be tackled in the developing world and in some instances even in developed nations such as Australia. But what if accessing drugs for a whole range of ailments from cancer to HIV was as simple as growing a plant in your own backyard? Last night, two scientists who've spent 20 years working on that question were awarded $1 million to try and make the concept a reality. Jessica Longbottom reports from Melbourne.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Ramaciotti Awards for 2015.
Very surprised. Very, very thrilled, obviously.
Professor David Craik from the University of Queensland has just won one of the biggest awards in Australian science, along with Professor Marilyn Anderson from La Trobe University.
Well, actually, David called me because David had the phone call and we had convinced each other that we didn't have it, so it was a real surprise for me. And David was absolutely thrilled, so he could feel it coming through the phone.
The biennial Ramaciotti Biomedical Research Award is worth $1 million.
Now tell me, what exactly is your work?
Well, our work is discovering peptides, which are mini proteins from plants, and then trying to redesign them as next generation drugs.
The professor's aim is to genetically modify plants so they can produce medicines to treat a wide range of illnesses, including obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular problems and cancer.
For example, we have a prostate cancer drug lead that we could put into sunflower seeds, for example, so that people wouldn't necessarily have to swallow tablets or capsules, but could be having their prostate cancer drug as part of their diet. So it opens up a whole new world of possibilities for drug delivery.
These biodrugs would be cheap, as well as more potent and with fewer side effects than normal pharmaceutical drugs.
We think this could really have major advantages for the developing world because, for example, the life expectancy of a male in Tanzania today is 37 years, and that's because of HIV/AIDS. And it's not because we don't have good medicines for that, it's just that they can't afford it over there. But if we could be, for example, putting an anti-HIV medicine into a plant that they could be growing in their backyard, making a tea from the plant, in theory, it could be something that could revolutionise the treatment of HIV, for example, in Africa.
And the advantage is that you don't have to store them in the refrigerator, you don't have to inject them, they can be easily transported, or as David said, people can grow them themselves.
Obviously, pharmaceutical companies aren't necessarily going to favour this sort of research because it takes away their profits potentially. So we're particularly grateful for the Ramaciotti Foundation for funding this sort of work, which couldn't really be funded by any other sort of funding.
Professor Craik says he and Professor Anderson hope to conduct human trials of their biodrugs in the next 10 years, starting with treatments for cancer and pain.
So pain affects more than 35 million people around the world, and even the best-selling drugs on the market only work in about a third of patients. So there's a huge unmet medical need for pain drugs. And the molecule that we're working on is, as I said, 100 to 150 times better than morphine. We just need to work out how to express larger amounts of it in plants so that patients could have access to that. This grant will really kickstart the whole process.
Jessica Longbottom with that report.